Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The draft has come and gone for the NFL, and I'm going ahead and telling you, before anyone else will tell you, there is officially a quarterback controversy for the LA Rams.
How are you doing today?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Here you go with one of these narratives again.
There is no narrative here. I'm just telling our listeners, before anyone else tells them, we're going to have some quarterback issues over in LA.
Only if Matthew Stafford's not healthy. If he's not healthy, there's no issue. If he's healthy, there's no issues.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
Do the used car blues get you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and the Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock, i95toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177, I-95 Toyota, home of the courtesy oil change for life.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, we'll talk NFL draft, and we're also going to preview the Colquitt County Packers high school football 2023 schedule.
Even though they're outside of the Jason Bishop Power Football Rankings geographical region, we're going to review them anyway.
They're not outside the Jason Bishop.
Yes, they are. They're west of I-75. That is the parameters that you set for your poll.
Remember now, it's around I-75.
Around. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, well, yeah. You know, Montgomery, Alabama is around I-75.
That's a little bit too far.
Oh, it's not that. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, and Montgomery, Alabama doesn't have a high school that's in the GHSA.
Bainbridge, just around I-75.
Well, I'll have to take a look at a map and review.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and it's not me. It's the folks that make these teams eligible or not, and then they let me know what schools are eligible. And then I enter in all of the math and the numbers.
The math.
Based upon a formula that I use, and the formula spits out the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings during the season.
Based upon where my current girlfriend is.
I have no girlfriend.
Well, then the rankings could be legit.
They always are legit.
If you got a girlfriend, then they're going to be staggered towards that community which she resides.
I do not allow the Jason Bishop High School Football Team Power Rankings to reflect any of my romantic interests at that current time.
Our listeners are saying, dude, wake up and smell the coffee. You're delusional.
Mm. Well, let's get into this because I want to talk about the Colquitt County Packers who are around. I know we'll review it. We'll review it because we still have some time. I believe Colquitt County was in the last set of rankings, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I guess so. Rankings, you put in who you want to.
They were in the off-season preseason.
All right.
Edition.
I mean, let's go through it.
All right, on Saturday, they're going to play a Saturday game to start with. August 19th, they'll be at home against Dutch Fork.
When?
On Friday, August the 25th, they'll be at home against Stockbridge.
When?
And Stockbridge is a good football team, and don't take them lightly, but they're not on Colquitt's level. Friday, September the 1st, they will travel to an old region foe to take on the Tift County Blue Devils.
Win.
They'll beat Tift County on the road. This game right here I have circled. This will be a barn burner. This is a possibility where maybe Colquitt doesn't find a way to win this game, but they will be at home September the 8th against Lee County.
Win.
That's going to be a great football game. But I'll give Colquitt the W. They're off on September the 15th and September 22nd. They're home against Cedar Grove.
Win.
W. Friday, September 29th, Lincoln, Florida comes visiting the Hogpen.
Win.
And then they get ready for the region by taking the week off. And then on Friday, October the 13th, which is my birthday, by the way, they will head to Chris Gilman Stadium, which is a really hard place to win. Region foe, Camden getting the wagons turned around down there in Kingsland. The Wildcats knock off the Colquitt County Packers to start region play.
Not happening. That wagon has not turned that quick. They're not beating Colquitt. They could play in Jeff Heron's backyard, and they wouldn't beat Colquitt County.
On Friday, October the 20th, they will head to the Concrete Palace to play a familiar region foe in Lowndes, and they will beat Lowndes at Lowndes.
Win, but closer than people expect.
No, it won't be. They will destroy and dismantle the Lowndes County Vikings.
You disrespect Lowndes. I bet you won't go over there and talk that smack to Lowndes County, but go ahead, keep on.
Okay. On October the 27th, they'll be at home against Valdosta, another big-time region game.
Win.
And then they will close Friday, November the 23rd, at home in the Hogpen at 7:30 against Richmond Hill to close out the region. Win.
10-0, region champions. State championship goes through Moultrie.
Okay, so I've got them best case 10-0. And it's realistic. It's a realistic best case. Best case 10-0. I am picking them to go 9-1, and I think worst case you'll see them at 8-2.
So if you're picking them 9-1, then that means you're not picking them to win the region.
No, I'm not picking. Well, I guess. That's an interesting quandary, isn't it? Because if they drop that game that I've got them dropping. If Camden beats Colquitt, nobody else in the region is going to be able to beat Camden. So, yeah, I'm going to go Camden 1, Colquitt 2.
I'm going Colquitt 1. I'm going Valdosta 2. I'm going Camden 3. I'm going Lowndes 4. Winner of the Camden-Lowndes game will be a 3-seed.
I can see Colquitt and Camden being interchangeable at 1 and 2. But there's no way, and I can even maybe see the argument where it could be made where Valdosta would be a 2 and Camden would be a 3. But at the bottom part of that, where you've got Lowndes, Ford, and Richmond Hill on the outside looking in, I'm telling you right now, with everything that I know about high school football, that ain't going to happen. Richmond Hill will be the 4-seed.
When you start picking Lowndes County not to go to the playoffs, then you don't really –
I get it. I understand the point you're trying to make, and because it's been a long time since the Lowndes County Vikings haven't been in the playoffs, but I'm telling you right now, that team isn't what you would normally expect out of a Lowndes County Vikings football team.
We shall see.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets recently released their 2023 schedule. Southeast Bullock will scrimmage South Effingham in the Corral on August the 11th. The Yellow Jackets officially kick off on August the 18th on the road at Liberty. Southeast Bullock will be on the road against Tattnall County, the Islands, Wayne, and Burke County. The Yellow Jackets will host Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, Benedictine, and will play Statesboro at Georgia Southern in the Irk Russell Classic. The The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Saturday, May 13th, Wild Adventures Live presents Lee Bryce.
You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody.
See Lee Bryce on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan.
There's a rumble going round.
Lee Bryce, live Saturday, May 13th. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserved seats start at just $5.
I like your soul, baby.
Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Go, baby.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Man, for somebody who badmouths the 80s as much as you do, there sure are a lot of 80s songs on the rejoinder.
I don't control those. I don't pick those. We have a staff that does that.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. The new capital of Georgia, Philadelphia. Fear not, Phillies fans, Bryce Harper is walking through that door. Another week, another 10 strikeouts for Matt Olson. I keep hearing about the Celtics 76ers series is between two traditional powers. The only time I remember the 76ers being any good is when Allen Iverson was there. We officially have a quarterback controversy in LA with the Rams. If you have no interest in the Golden State Lakers series, then you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Breaking news, the Atlanta Braves rotation is really good. Michael Soroka who? The best record in the NL belongs to not the Dodgers, not the Braves, not the Padres, but the Pittsburgh Pirates. Of course the Falcons took a running back in the first round. That's why they are the Falcons. The Jets just signed Randall Cobb. Next on the list, Antonio Freeman. The highest paid athlete in 2023, according to Forbes, Cristiano Ronaldo. Kit Branch was second. Jim Furyk named U.S. team captain for the Ryder Cup. Translation, he is about to join the Legends Tour. Is there a more boring NBA team than the Denver Nuggets? Watch out, Major League Baseball. Marcell Ozuna is officially batting over 100. World Series Collision Course. Tampa Bay Rays, Pittsburgh Pirates, a.k.a. Network Disaster. Mortal Kombat 2. And these are my thoughts.
Well, you're back to your old self.
What do you mean?
Pot stirring, trying to create narratives that don't exist.
Where did I do that?
You're Jason Bishop.
Where did I do that at?
I mean, you're trying to create a quarterback controversy in Los Angeles. I mean, you dissing on Mike Soroka. Yeah, I know he got lit up the other day, but, you know, there was some rain delays this week, and the Braves threw the Braves starting rotation off a little bit. Could Soroka get called up for a spot start or something so the rotation gets back on track?
I mean, I guess that's a possibility, and this is where we are because Bryce Elder has done what he's done.
He's freaking awesome.
I mean, he has been lights out since he got the call up to the major league level, has not relinquished that spot, which most folks thought.
1.75 ERA.
Yeah, most folks thought that was going to be Michael Soroka's spot. It was a given. Hand him the ball, and Bryce Elder was like, well, hey, guys. And another thing, just to make mention of this, the Braves, their number one pitching prospect in the entire organization, who'd been at single A this past week, they promoted him to double A.
Hmm.
So Michael Soroka better get on the beam.
Soroka, trade bait?
Yes.
It appears that way. You know, I'm sitting here thinking back to March.
Actually, no, they won't trade Soroka.
No, probably not. I'm thinking back to March. I'm thinking, man, what are we going to do for St. Patrick's Day? You read the sports page, and the Braves had already sent Bryce Elder down.
Yeah, I remember that show.
I said, what? They done sent him down along with Ian Anderson at the same time, middle March. And look at this guy.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Yeah, I want to make a quick change to what I was saying in the last segment. I just want to throw in a caveat, recant something that I said. I got to thinking about it in the break. And I was thinking about the Camden-Colquitt game and the ramifications of the game. Colquitt's going to have a bye going into the Camden game, by the way. I think taking that into account, Colquitt probably does get that game. So I'll go on record and say 10-1, but circle the Camden game and circle the Lee County game. Those are games that might give Colquitt some trouble.
There's a couple of games there. I think Valdosta could give them trouble. I think Lowndes could give them trouble. I mean, there's 3 or 4 region games that Colquitt could struggle. I think they'll win, but you're just not going to roll in and blow out Camden and blow out Lowndes and blow out Colquitt. Those things don't work out that way.
Well, I understand that, and you're 100% right. So I'll go Colquitt with the 1 seed, Camden with the 2, Valdosta with the 3, Richmond Hill with the 4, and Lowndes will be watching at home.
I got Colquitt at 1, Valdosta at 2. I got the winner of the Lowndes Camden game at 3, and I got the other is 4.
Okay, so we differ on the seeding of Camden and where Camden's going to be seeded. We differ on the 4th seed representative, where you've got Lowndes and I've got Richmond Hill.
Yeah, I mean, Richmond Hill's, like we said, it's going to be good, but man, they're playing in the killer conference, probably the toughest high school football conference in the country.
I mean, it is. It is the toughest region in the entire country. I'm not debating that. You've got, Valdosta, all however many state titles they've got, Lowndes state titles, Camden state titles, Colquitt state titles. There are state titles everywhere in that region except at Richmond Hill. But everywhere else, you've got teams that have tons of state titles with their program.
I mean, you're looking at the schedule. Lee County's got state titles.
And
Tiff's got state titles.
And I'm not taking a shot at Richmond Hill. Don't forget, just a short couple of years ago, Richmond Hill was in the Final Four.
Yeah, they were.
So, you know, that region is
brutal.
It is brutal, And, you know, I think it comes down to Camden Colquitt. You know, and I think that's fair. I think that is legitimately fair. I think that's where we are, that Colquitt is that good, and I think Camden is right there nipping on their heels.
Speaking of bright spots.
Okay.
Marcell Ozuna is he's up over 100 now.
For how long? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I have talked about this, as most of you know, that actually know my father. He's a big sports fan, big Braves fan, as am I. And we talk Braves baseball daily. And, you know, we both agree that, unfortunately, it doesn't matter how dreadful of a year that Marcell Ozuna is going to have or may have, the Braves are not going to release him because of how high his ceiling is.
I mean, if he gets hot, he gets hot.
That is the truth. He's very streaky.
Yeah.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Guys, do you still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Find jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, even firearms, and much more. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
And so we're going to enter that segment where Kip unplugs the show, plugs in the Kip Brandt Show, does what he wants. But before we do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Hey, Kip, before you jump in, I just want to make one point that I have failed to make during the show, and I really wanted to make this point. With Stetson Bennett, the Rams say that they had a first-round grade on Stetson Bennett, so they were more than happy to select him in the fourth round. And of course, the knock on Stetson is the height. However,
taller than Bryce Young.
He's taller than Bryce Young, who was the number one pick in the NFL draft. So I'm just going to make the point that if you don't have a problem with Bryce Young's height, then why do we have a problem with Stetson Bennett's height? And oh, by the way, Stetson Bennett won national championships and Bryce Young did not.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there that don't add up when you start.
It's double talk.
It is double talk, and I call it creating false narratives about certain athletes. And, you know, I'm going to get to Stetson Bennett here, right here in this butthurt list.
Okay, well, like I said, I just wanted to make that point and the point that, of course, the Rams graded him with a first-round grade, and now here we go, quarterback controversy.
He was the highest-rated quarterback on the Rams' board.
Might end up starting for them.
You never know. Number five on the butthurt list this week, the Memphis Grizzlies. A two-seed out west folded like a cheap tent against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Of course they did. It's LeBron and the Lakers.
Laid down in game six. Just, hey, whatever.
I look at that as the Lakers took that from them.
They didn't play very well. The Grizzlies didn't in that entire series. And they were a two seed out west and just didn't look very good.
They're a two seed on the couch now.
Yeah, they were a two seed on the couch right there joining the Milwaukee Bucks. Number four on the butthurt list this week, the city of Oakland.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I saw a stat earlier this week that the A's for a home game had 2,700 people in attendance.
Unacceptable.
Are you kidding me? And then you wonder, you worried about losing. You sit here complaining about losing another pro sports franchise. Good riddance. The city won't build a new stadium. The city won't do anything. And you've lost the Raiders. Now you've lost the A's probably to Las Vegas. And, you know, shame on you, Oakland. You're just awful.
The Athletics have been begging you for a new stadium for almost years. Almost a decade.
The Raiders begged for years and years and years. Even left a couple of times and came back. But, golly, Oakland. You had two major leagues. You had the Golden State Warriors as well.
Lost them too.
Lost them to San Francisco. I mean, you have nothing now in a city that doesn't have a very good reputation.
And that Oakland franchise may be on the bottom right now, but that's a proud, traditional franchise. Dave Stewart, Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, Ricky Henderson. I could do this all day.
That's a team that won three straight World Series in the early 70s.
That is a blue blood. They're down right now because the market stinks. The best thing for them is to get the hell out of Oakland.
Man, what is going on? Number three on the butthurt list, and I had to do a double take when I put them in here. The St. Louis Cardinals. They're 10-20. They're 10 games behind the Pittsburgh Pirates in the NL Central.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
They're in last place, 10 games behind the Pirates.
It's not often the Cardinals are on the butthurt list.
I mean, they're never on the butthurt list. What's going on in St. Louis?
I don't know.
Wow. Number two on the butthurt list, the New York Yankees, who are currently residing in the cellar of the AL East, looking up 8.5 games. They're over 500, but they're 8.5 games behind you know who in that division, the biggest story in baseball right now. And the Orioles are sitting there at 20-9.
I was just to say the Orioles are good too.
They're good too. So you've got the Red Sox and the Yankees cellar dwelling in the NL East, and they're just, you know, looking up.
Meanwhile, the Rays and the Orioles are leading the way.
The Rays and the Orioles. Two. Wow, that's hard to believe.
Can you imagine what your Rays Orioles ALCS?
The Orioles are for real.
Another blue blood.
Yes.
That hasn't been good for a while.
But they built through the draft, and they built a good farm system, and now it's starting to pay dividends.
Well, they've been trying to do it for 20 years.
They've been doing it, and it's paying off now. Remember when the Braves were awful for all those years in the 80s and built through the farm system, and it paid benefits in the 90s and early 2000s. Number one on the butthurt list, and yes, I'm talking to a bunch of you folks in this listening area. All you Stetson Bennett haters who are out there, you're number one on the butthurt list.
Because he's in the NFL and you're
not? He's in the NFL, and many of you said, oh, he'll be selling insurance in 6 months.
Oh.
He won't be doing this. He won't be doing that. He's too short. He doesn't have a strong enough arm. Blah, 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 blah. You know who you are. I even got friends who are Stetson Bennett haters, but I hadn't heard much from you here lately. Fourth round pick by the Los Angeles Rams. Could have carved himself out a fine career in the NFL, but you haters who were out there, and a lot of you wear Georgia Bulldog colors in the fall, and you're out there. I'm calling you out today because this guy, you know, contrary to what has been said, this guy constantly overproduces. He constantly overachieves based upon what people try to peg him. Whatever hole they try to pigeonhole him in, he always overachieves from that.
Just like Tim Tebow.
He is. I mean, Tebow was a Heisman Trophy winner, and he is the face of Florida football. His game didn't work in the NFL for some reason, but he's a polarizing figure when he was at Florida. Stetson Bennett's a polarizing figure at Georgia. And just like Tim Tebow, Stetson Bennett's got two national championships.
And for those folks that have been hating on Stetson Bennett, Kip is the kind of guy that saves the text messages.
Out there. Take him out! Get him out! You know, I've heard it all. You know, I might even have said it a time or two myself. So I'm calling myself out too. But Stetson Bennett haters, you know who you are. He's in the NFL, and you're not.
I never said he should be benched.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing, trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we were going to get into the Southeast Bullock schedule earlier in the show, and we kind of sidetracked ourselves and then got wrapped up in a couple other things. So we will do that right now. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
Lee Bryce live at Wild Adventures. Man, that should be a good concert. See award-winning country music sensation Lee Bryce live in concert Saturday, May 13th at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta, Georgia. Sing along to your favorite hits, including I Drive Your Truck, Love Like Crazy, and The Rumor. As Lee Bryce takes the stage for a Wild Adventures live concert presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan. Don't miss Lee Bryce live in concert at Wild Adventures Theme Park on Saturday, May 13th. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. 3 to 5 year olds are eligible for a pre-K free kids season pass. Register and activate your child's free season pass by May 29th to enjoy a season of free fun.
Go ahead, Kit.
To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
I saw where I was going through their Wild Adventures concert list, and I saw where somewhere down the road they've got the Beach Boys coming, and I thought, man, that would be fantastic. Go to a Beach Boys concert and listen to Elton John and just enjoy
why,
the day.
Man, why do you do that kind of stuff?
What do you mean?
Elton John.
Lead singer for the Beach Boys.
No, he's not.
At one point he was.
No, he wasn't. Wow. You got listeners out there that tune in to talk serious sports stuff, and then you throw something like that up against the wall and hoping it sticks. Wow, dude.
I mean, before Elton John
was
a soloist.
We're trying to get ratings, man.
That's where he came from. Just telling you.
Okay, well. Okay.
The Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, they're going to start their season on the road at Liberty County.
That's a toss-up. A
coin flip game. I'm going to go W.
I went lost during the pre-show, but I'm going W now. I changed my mind.
Okay. All right. I like it. They will then head to Georgia Southern to play in the Irk Russell Classic, where they will draw the Statesboro Blue Devils.
Loss.
I like Statesboro to win here. 1-1. They'll get a bye after that, and then they'll be at home against the Effingham County Rebels.
Loss.
Loss. Yeah, Effingham's really going to be really, really good. Tattnall County will then host Southeast Bullock. I like Southeast Bullock to win that game.
I like that one, too. 2-2.
Mm-hmm. They'll be at home for homecoming, will Southeast Bullock against Hepzibah. I like Southeast
3-2.
Yep, they'll get that game. And then they're on the road against the Islands.
4-2.
And they'll get that game. And then they will be at home against New Hampstead.
I was waffling on that one,
that's
too.
That's a big region game, too. That may determine
a playoff seed.
It will. It probably will.
Who's the home team?
Southeast Bullock is at home.
I'll give them that. I'll say, 5-2?
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Oh, interesting. And then they'll be at home against Benedictine.
Loss.
They will take a bye the next week on the 20th October, and then on the 27th, they will go to JC Stadium to play Wayne County.
Loss.
And then on 11-3, they'll be on the road to play Burke County.
Loss.
So you've got them at what, 5-5?
5-5, maybe with a 4 seed.
All right, so I'm going to go 4-6 because I'm not going to give them the New Hampstead win. And I do think that will be a barn burner, and I do think the winner of that game gets into the playoffs as a 4 seed. You look at that region and you say, well, Benedictine's going to be in, Wayne County's going to be in, and Burke County's going to be in. You know those three teams are pretty good, so they'll be in. And so now you're talking about, well, of the Islands, New Hampstead, and Southeast Bullock, who's going to get the 4 seed?
You and I could put on one of these helmets on the desk here and go beat the Islands.
Hmm. You see
what
you like to throw. You, this is what you do. You like to throw that under that backhanded disrespect.
I'm just saying the Islands haven't been very good over the past since the Georgia High School Association slapped them with sanctions a few years ago.
Oh, that is true. They've been better than most of the Savannah programs.
They have been crippled. And that, don't get me started on Georgia High School Association, but yeah, they crippled the Islands High School. And the Bufords of the world, whatever they do.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that while you're right, they still have been better than the bulk of the other Savannah schools.
Whew, Islands was not they, the last couple of years. It's been a struggle for Islands. I apologize for taking that backhanded.
It sure was. Yeah, it was.
I apologize.
Dreadful.
I apologize for that. But
the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network does not condone the opinions of Kip Branch.
Oh, well, they shouldn't condone yours either.
I don't give opinions. I give facts.
No, you give a lot of opinions that go. Yeah, whatever.
Well, I'm gonna say 4-6. I've got them beating Liberty, losing to Statesboro, losing to Effingham, and then they'll go on a little bit of a winning streak. They'll knock off Tatnall, Hepzibah, and the Islands, a little three game, and then they'll close the season tough. Lost to New Hampstead, BC, Wayne, and Burke to close
the
year.
We got listeners in Statesboro, and you standing here with this disrespect to Southeast Bullock.
Man.
I'm picking Southeast Bullock to get a playoff spot, and you're sitting here saying they're going to lose to New Hampstead at home with a playoff berth on the line. Man, stop. Why are you trying to sweep Southeast Bullock under the rug? You always have been a Southeast Bullock, a pom-pom waiver. Why now? I mean, what happened? Your relationship breakup in Statesboro?
I've never dated anybody from Statesboro, but that you're right. The New Hampstead game, I think, is the one that will determine who gets into the playoffs and who doesn't. Southeast Bullock gets it, they're in. New Hampstead gets it. They're in. I think that's the way I see that.
I mean, in a home game with evenly matched teams, you got to give the home team the advantage, man. I don't understand. You just going New Hampstead going to roll into Southeast Bullock and win. Stop it.
It'll be a big game.
We all know the legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey clubs, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. And coming soon, you can grab Max not only in the Sterling location, but also off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick right next to Grandy's. The legendary Max Barbecue, 912-275-8271, and give them a like on Facebook.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Guys, do you still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Find jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, even firearms, and much more. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. I said in the beginning of the show, the NFL draft has come and gone, and there are a lot of things that, you know, someone like me notices about the NFL draft, and I just kind of want to share those things that I noticed with Kip and you, the listener, which, of course, is much more important.
Go ahead.
Well, number one, I'm just going to review this really quickly. The Falcons draft. You know, they took an offensive lineman in the second round. They took a running back with the number 8 overall pick. Defensive end in round 3, Zach Harrison out of Ohio State. Cornerback out of Utah, Clark Phillips.
He's a good one, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Then they need help at the cornerback position and rushing the passer. So, you know, those third and fourth round picks I like. The running back pick, man, when you had Jalen Carter and you need help rushing the passer and Jalen Carter was staring you in the face, you know, I don't really care for that.
Falcons have a history of not drafting Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, they've done it. I mean, they passed on Todd Gurley. Mm. I mean, that's kind of ironic that they draft Bijan Robinson out of Texas, who I think is going to be a great running back in the NFL. But the conventional wisdom now by the experts, and
you air quoted experts.
I air quoted experts is that you don't take running backs that high in the draft. Well, if you like him, then that's who you. If you like him that much, then that's who you take. Mm.
And I like what the Jags did too. They got some offensive line help to protect Trevor. They went and got out a tight end, a young tight end, in case the Evan Engram thing doesn't work out. And, you know, Kip and I were talking about this in the break. They went in the third round and drafted Tank Bigsby out of Auburn, a guy that can run between the tackles, which ETN kind of struggled last year doing, as versatile as he was running the ball. Man, you get him in open space, he's lethal. They needed some help running the ball between the tackles. Bigsby answers that question.
I think that's a huge pickup for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And they went out and got some help on the defensive end, defensive side of the ball, linebacker out of Florida, Ventrell Miller, who's a good linebacker.
He's a tackle machine when he was healthy at Florida.
Yeah, Tyler Lacy out of Oklahoma State at defensive end. And then they had 8 picks in rounds 5 through 7.
That's how you fill out your roster. They're doing it the right way. Doug Peterson is a top 5 coach in the NFL. I mean, they know how to get it done.
Also in the NFL draft, you had 10 Georgia Bulldogs drafted. And to this point, you've had 2 Georgia Bulldogs signed as free agents. So 10 plus 2, that's 12. 12 Georgia Bulldogs have now
are now calling their employer the NFL.
They are. I mean, Jalen Carter fell to the Falcons, let Jalen Carter go. And he was sitting there at the eighth pick, and Falcons did not draft him. The Eagles traded up from 11 to 12. It was 10 to 9 to draft him, and they did it. Broderick Jones, who I think is going to be an all-pro left tackle in the NFL. Steelers traded up ahead of the Patriots midway through the first round to draft him away from there. And then Kelee Ringo, I think his future is going to be at safety in the NFL, Jason. So I think that was a good pick by the Eagles. And Darnell Washington, he dropped all the way to 93, tight end, going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who, you know, young quarterback, I think he's a terrific pickup for them. Nolan Smith, man, Eagles, again, drafted another Georgia Bulldog. And Nolan Smith's going to be a pass rusher extraordinaire. Then Warren gets drafted by the Rams. I was talking to Coach Garrett Grady earlier this week. I did a spring football preview interview with him. He said that he thought Warren McClendon was going to start at either guard or tackle for the Rams this year.
I could totally see that.
As a rookie.
Yeah, I could see that.
Christopher Smith, I heard the experts talking about him, said if he was a little bit, had better top-end speed, he'd have been a first or second round pick, but said he drops to 170 simply because he ran, what, a 4.5640 or 4.640. That guy's a playmaker. And then Stetson, fourth round quarterback, Los Angeles Rams.
Who may become the Rams starter, as we talked about earlier in the show.
And Kenny McIntosh fell to the seventh round. Here's a guy that had 500 receiving yards last year and 500 rushing yards for UGA and split time at running back. What a steal by the Seahawks.
Doesn't he just fit Pete Carroll's mold of what an offensive player is?
Catch the football, run between the tackles. Yep. This guy, whoo, what a steal for the Seahawks in the seventh round.
Yeah, and I like the fact that the Titans are going to take a flyer on Kyaris Jackson, give him an opportunity, sign him to the practice squad and see what he can do. And, you know, hey, who knows?
And Pod, going to get drafted. He got picked up as a free agent by the Minnesota Vikings. He'll have an opportunity maybe to win a job in the NFL.
I'm trying to recall if a punter or a kicker was drafted in this draft, and I don't recall one.
Who knows?
I don't recall a punter or kicker being drafted in this last draft. I could be wrong. It doesn't happen that often, but it could be.
Those picks don't stand out a whole lot in the draft, but we shall see. You get picked up by the undrafted free agent, you still get a contract. I mean, you're still getting paid.
Yeah, you're still getting paid.
Yeah, so it's people think you don't get drafted, you're not getting money, but these free agents sign contracts.
And Stetson's going to win the at least no worse than the backup position there in L.A. because we were in the break Googling who was in the quarterback room there in L.A., and we were like, who? So
exactly.
Yeah, Stetson's going to be at least the backup there if he doesn't beat Stafford out for the starting job.
And you hear all this pre-draft stuff about intangibles. That might see, I mean, you're sitting here with an NFL GM. It says he was our number one quarterback on our board. And you had four quarterbacks go in the first round. Or three quarterbacks go in the first round and one in the second round.
I did nothing but for the entire – I was the one that told you – when JT Daniels was starting at Georgia, I sat right here on this show and I said, folks, JT Daniels is not going to finish as your starter. Stetson Bennett is going to be the guy under center when all is said and done. Did I not sit here on the show and say that?
You said that. You meant JT Daniels got hurt and never regained his job. Same thing happened to Eason. At Georgia when Jake Fromm came in and played when he was hurt.
Wow.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets recently released their 2023 schedule. Southeast Bullock will scrimmage South Effingham in the Corral on August the 11th. The Yellow Jackets officially kick off on August the 18th on the road at Liberty. Southeast Bullock will be on the road against Tattnall County, the Islands, Wayne, and Burke County. The Yellow Jackets will host Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, Benedictine, and will play Statesboro at Georgia Southern in the Irk Russell Classic. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Saturday, May 13th, Wild Adventures Live presents Lee Bryce.
You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody.
See Lee Bryce on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan.
There's a rumble going round.
Lee Bryce, live Saturday, May 13th. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5.
I like your soul, baby.
Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Go, baby.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota Presence Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.